Welcome to Intuitive Transformations with your host, Sylvia Henderson, and discover tools, wisdom, and inspiration that will empower you to transform your life. Sylvia is an intuitive life coach and energy healer with a growing practice that is focused on empowering others to be more of who they want to be. For the next hour, join Sylvia and explore and unravel anything in the way of you creating the life that you would love to live on the Om Times Radio Network.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Intuitive Transformations radio show, where you will find tools that you can use to change and transform your life every Thursday afternoon at 2 p.m. Eastern, right here on the Om Times Radio Network, the voice of consciousness at omtimes.com. This is Sylvia Henderson, your host, and if you'd like to learn more about me and the work that I do, then please visit my website at intuitivetransformations.net, and when you sign up to be added to my email group, you can download a free 20-minute healing audio called Healing Fear During Uncertain Times, which will support you in releasing fear, worry, and anxiety, especially during times of change and uncertainty. And I'm launching a brand new group healing experience also called Energy Alchemy that is a group healing call gathering that you can enjoy from the comfort of your home. Energy Alchemy starts next month on Sunday, March 12th at 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time and 4 p.m. Eastern. Energy Alchemy is a one-hour event that will run bi-monthly on the second and third Sunday of each month. And some of you may remember me talking about Awaken Your Inner Alchemist, which was a group healing call that I co-facilitated once a month with Belinda Womack. Well, the way that energy has so shifted on the planet dramatically, Belinda and her guides and my guides asked me to create something different, and that's how Energy Alchemy was born. And it's designed to teach you how to negotiate the ever-changing energy on the planet and within the consciousness of humanity, without the struggle and without the fear, so that you can step more into your empowered beingness and really co-create with Source more joy and freedom in spite of what's going on in the world today. I've also been invited to participate as an expert in the Reboot Your Brain Summit, which launches in March. I don't have all of the details yet, but as soon as I do, I'll be sure to share them with you. So, if you'd like to learn more about Energy Alchemy and the upcoming Reboot Your Brain Summit and receive that free gift that will support you during times of uncertainty, then please be sure to sign up for my email list so that I can get that information to you in a timely manner. Well, here we are on Thursday, February 23rd, 2017, and there is so much being tossed out into our reality that invites adjustments, transformations, acceptance, and vibrant change. So how do we respond on an individual level so that we can really own our responsibility as inhabitants and guardians of our beautiful planet and all of the life that our planet supports? We have the option of either reacting or taking inspired action. So it is now more important than ever to use compassion and unconditional love as our guiding light and to choose to treat ourselves and each other with gentle kindness and non-judgmental acceptance as much as we possibly can. Now, I know at times that may feel impossible, but because all of life on Mother Earth is so intricately connected in a myriad of different means of connections that really extend beyond our five physical senses. And today we're going to talk about just how connected we all really are. In particular, we are going to talk about our impact and the connection that we share with our animal friends. Those who love us dearly, that live with us in our homes, and also those who we greatly admire from afar that live out in the wild. Joining me today is author and animal communicator, Amelia Kincaid, who is here to share with us today what she has learned from listening to the voices from the animal kingdom. Amelia Kincaid has devoted her life to using her gifts as an animal communicator and is world-renowned for her abilities and talent. Amelia's clients include rock star Pink and movie stars such as Demi Moore and Shirley MacLaine. In 2002, she was invited to Buckingham Palace to work with the household cavalry of Queen Elizabeth II and to whisper with the hunting horses of Prince Charles. Amelia's abilities have been the focus of hundreds of magazine and newspaper articles worldwide, and she has appeared on such television programs as The View, The Other Half, the Ellen DeGeneres Show, I don't know what's wrong with my mouth today, and also the TV show called Extra. Amelia Kincaid is the founder of the Archangel Society and the Language of Miracles Institute. Her true passion is leading her annual Sacred Harmony Safaris in Africa and assisting organizations to rescue elephants, lions, rhinos, and more. Amelia is the author of Straight from the Horse's Mouth, The Language of Miracles, and her brand new book, Whispers from the Wild, Listening to Voices from the Animal Kingdom, in which she shares her adventures, connecting with a wide variety of animals, including those known to be wild and dangerous. In her brand new book, Amelia shares the advice she has gleaned from working with the animal kingdom that can help the ever-evolving human race awaken to our magical possibilities. Through her work, Amelia has brought animal communication from the realm of household pets into the world of wild and endangered animals, and she is joining us here today. Amelia Kincaid, welcome to the show.
Wow. Well, hello, Sylvia. What a beautiful, beautiful introduction. My goodness.
Well, I think that you have a beautiful soul, so it's perfect for you.
Wow. Thank you. Thank you. And so do all of your listeners, because what's happening now is just really magical. You know, one of the jokes I make is that God's making popcorn. Because how do you make popcorn? It's going to be heat and shaking. And with the heat and the shaking, what was just a little dried up kernel turns into something really light and fluffy and delicious. And I think that that's the possibility that we're having now. I mean, it certainly isn't just me. All of the people who are listening right now, and I guarantee they all have cats or dogs or horses at home, and they know that their animals can think and feel and are trying to talk to them. Every single person has within them the possibility to awaken to a whole new level of communication. And that level of communication doesn't involve the words that we use to describe things. It involves the raw experience. And whether your words are describing an event, a trauma that your animal's been through, a memory that they have, a behavior problem, what you're relaying back and forth is actually a picture and emotion. So, I mean, I just teach people how to pay attention to their own intuition and develop the part of themselves that functions as a radio, so that we're not just sending thoughts out into the world. We're learning how to pick things up. We're learning how to listen. And that listening device is actually inside our body. It's something that we're born with. And we've been kind of hypnotized with all of the chaos in the world, and we're paying attention to the negativity, and we're not paying attention to the beauty. So this new revolution is to try to get people's eyes back on God's world, on nature's world, so that we can do what we can to help them. And in the process, we're helping ourselves.
You know, I love how you say it really is about paying attention, because you're right. We are these radio receiving towers. We think we're only sending information out and only able to receive the verbal information through our physical senses or through our visual senses. And we're really always picking up information, but we've never really been properly trained on how to decipher that information and to discern where that information is coming from. And that is something that I know you help people with. And I know that you, even when you first discovered animal communication as something that you could actually do, it was because you took a class and they taught you to decipher that information. And so you tell us about your very first animal communication experience?
Well, so
we have about a minute before the break.
Oh, okay. This story might have to wait until we come back.
Why don't we revisit that question as soon as we get back from the break? Everyone, you're listening to Intuitive Transformations on OhmTimes.com. This is Sylvia Henderson with her guest, Amelia Kincaid. We'll be back in just a moment.
The future of internet radio is here. OhmTimes Radio, IOM FM.
Hello, I'm Miriam Knight of New Consciousness Review, inviting you to my new show where I interview the rising stars of the conscious awakening. We'll explore the many faces of consciousness in action and intriguing perspectives on life, the universe, and everything in between. Join us each Wednesday at 2 p.m. Eastern on the Rising Stars Show.
When I was little, I didn't talk for a long time. I was sensitive to lights and sounds, so I built secret hiding places where they couldn't get in. Sometimes, I did the same things over and over, until one day, I found out I had autism. My family got me help. Slowly, I learned how to live with it better.
Early intervention can make a lifetime of difference. Learn the signs at autismspeaks.org/signs. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free, ascendinghearts.com.
We are back. This is Sylvia Henderson with Intuitive Transformations and my special guest, Amelia Kincaid, author of Whispers from the Wild, Listening to Voices from the Animal Kingdom. And Amelia, before we went into the break, I had asked you, you know, if you could share with everyone your very first animal communication experience.
Well, Sylvia, I was studying to be an actress. And I was working as a professional dancer, which I think probably had something to do with this, in Los Angeles in the 80s. And a lady came to town who was working with the veterinarian solving problems that they couldn't solve. And that was Beatrice Lydecker, who actually had gone on Johnny Carson and made Ed McMahon cry on live television when she read his cats. Well, she had a meeting with my cat, who told her things that there was no way on earth she could have known. She was describing the inside of my condo, things that had been said to him the day before, women who came over and what they look like. And I took a workshop thinking I was going to be the last person in the room who could do it. And I discovered that when I went into a meditation and I tried to see the dog's point of view, I found myself inside a movie. This is almost like a holographic experience where you are the animal, and that animal is the star of the movie. There's a movie out there like that out now that Steven Spielberg's just done. So if people go to see that Dog's Life film, they're going to know what we're talking about here. But we're learning that we can move our consciousness. And when I went into her body,
I could see her home. I could see her favorite other dog. She told me in detail about the woman's divorce and where they moved from the trailer home and how she got a hysterectomy, never got to have puppies with her favorite other dog, how she takes care of all the neighborhood cats now. And the woman just burst into tears because everything panned out. She had had to move and took the dog with her in a divorce and took the dog away from her favorite other dog, you know, not knowing that her dog was in love with the neighbor's dog. And one of the things I teach is to really honor their relationship. We start to realize not only are we not at the top of some hierarchy, some intellectual hierarchy, and not only do we not have a broader spectrum of emotion than they do, they feel more strongly than we do. Everybody who's got a dog knows they love more than humans. Horses care about each other more than we care about each other. Cats have access to sublime levels of healing. And now I'm taking people on safaris in Africa and teaching them how to talk to wild lions and elephants. And that's what this book, Whispers from the Wild, is about. It's about conversations with great white sharks that I've had and tigers and whales and all the conservation that's being done around the planet and what we can do, because the clock is ticking and we all have to get a second wind. We've got to get positive and hopeful, and we've got to redirect our energy from all the negative things and all the things we're being told and decide that we're going to think for ourselves. And we're going to go to our changes and help the animals. And in the process, we have a lot more fun and a much more beautiful life because we're deciding to be activists. But people have to really... It's what you just said. You are your attention. We've got to put our attention on something else now.
Yeah. Yeah.
No matter what side you're on, we've had enough of our focus on politics in America. We need to start putting our focus on politics globally and what we're doing to the species that are dying and how that's going to affect the next generation of human beings. I'm sorry. I'm excited.
No, Amelia, I am with you on that passionate soapbox right now because I feel exactly the same way you do. And you, everything you're saying is absolute truth. We've got to get out of this distraction of stepping into this anger and start stepping into inspired choices and inspired action that's really going to affect change. And it really... It's interesting that you said that animals care more deeply and more meaningfully than we do as human beings. And I'm wondering if it's because they're not judgmental. They don't seem to hold grudges. Is that what you have found to be true?
They're still in the harmony of nature. I mean, it's a long conversation and it's a complicated thought, but money... In the human world, the entire system of commerce and money revolves around hoarding. And animals don't do that. So the humans have made some people very rich and they have all the money, and they're not helping my children, my orphans in Africa, because they don't care. And they're not helping the animals. And then there are other people, the vast majority of the planet, that's living below the poverty level. Well, lions don't do that. Elephants don't do that. Horses don't do that. They're all living in harmony. Sharks are even living in harmony in loving communities, which is something that humans do not believe. And I've discovered that firsthand, talking to the queen of the great white sharks, who brought me five of her children. So they're already trying to get by without the humans coming in and creating more destruction and chaos. So many of these animals are just peaceful, even the ones that we're so terribly afraid of. I mean, I wrote a chapter here about black mamba. And even snakes are just trying to mind their own business and get by. And when we learn how to see somebody else's point of view, you know, Sylvia, you touched on compassion and unconditional love. And I think that really comes down to just acknowledging that animals also have their own point of view. And when we're able to even start giving our dogs or cats what they want, and what I teach is how to discover what they want, all the problems go away.
Well, you know, it's really interesting because from a humanistic point of view, the way we have scientifically, quote unquote, looked at the animal kingdom, especially those that are in what we call the wild, it's always been taught that it's about survival of the fittest. And it sounds like from listening to you, it's not necessarily about survival of the fittest. It's about working in harmony with the cycles of nature.
They're already doing that. We're the ones that are invested in survival of the fittest. What we're doing is projecting our negativity onto God's beautiful world. And the animals are not doing that. And there are so many cases now of even different species making friends with each other and taking care of each other when they traditionally shouldn't be doing that. And they bond together, and they help each other. Now, I work with a lot of elephants, and this safari that I'm leading in November is actually in Mafui Lodge, where the elephants walk into the hotel lobby. And this group of elephants are close personal friends of mine. This is one of the chapters of Whispers from the Wild, talking about how they know before my plane even lands, not only what safari park I'm going to be in, but what camp I'm going to be in.
Wow.
And the last time I got picked up, the guy who picked me up came and said, "Milady, we knew you were coming. We know it was you because the elephants are in the camp and they're waiting around tent number 5. They knew before I got there. So they're ancient wise beings. And if we don't learn how to listen to our spiritual teachers, how are we going to learn anything about how to take care of this planet? And I heard yesterday there's a new potential ecosystem that's been discovered, a new planet that sustains life that's very similar to Earth. Well, we're not in any position to go to another planet until we've evolved into being a more responsible species.
Yeah, I agree. I so agree. So, you know, this story about the elephants knowing ahead of time exactly what tent you're going to be staying in. So it seems as if they are so connected to the field of energy. And they're so connected also to those that are like you doing the work that you do that are sensitive to their energy. It's almost like you have they have a straight line of communication with you, or that they know why bother with those who are not reading our energy, you know, because they're not getting our communication. That's so beautiful.
Well, they try to. I mean, I don't want to give anything away, but my favorite elephant got killed by the wildlife officials, and she was trying to get her messages across, and all the animals are desperately trying to get through to the human beings. They know that I'm there for them. They know that I love them above all else, and that I'm there to listen to them, and they come to me. The lion left the sanctuary of South Olegua Park, and also came over to my chalet, much to the horror of everybody who works at the park. And he brought his pride of females over in the middle of the night. And they sat next to my chalet and roared and made quite a ruckus. And the next morning I said, "Listen, you're not safe. You've got to get back in the park. The laws have changed now." And this is one of the main things I do, Sylvia, is trying to stop camlion hunting. And now in the laws in Zambia, they've re-legalized it. So if they take one step outside of that park, they can be murdered and have their heads chopped off.
And unfortunately, the main, the people that are doing it, I mean, the main offenders are American. 9 out of 10 kills are made by Americans. So when I'm working with my lion friends, it's to try to stop this, that of course you can come have a photo safari and have the time of your life and learn how to defend the animals and love them and listen to them and learn from them and have a completely life-changing experience. But also the ivory trade is still on the rise. And we're trying to protect these elephants while we still have some elephants left on Earth.
You know, this is so heart-wrenching to hear this this story and the plight that we've put these beautiful sentient beings in, you know, because of our lack of connection. And I love how you pointed out how different species that normally aren't thought of to be friendly with one another are actually bonding in spite of their different genetics. And it's almost as if the animal kingdom is trying to show us how to all get along.
Very well
said. More of,
exactly.
Thank you.
So,
so more of Amelia Kincaid when we return after the break. Please stay tuned. You don't want to miss this.
The cutting edge of conscious radio, Om Times Radio, IOM FM. As difficult as it is to believe, there are places in Africa where human traffickers sell albino children and their body parts for use in magic rituals. Humanity Healing International is actively working in Uganda to change this paradigm. The Albino Rescue Project finds albino children who are at risk and places them in safe schools and environments where they can learn and grow free from fear. To learn more or to sponsor a child, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
Hey, let me ask you something. Would you seat your 3-year-old child on a windowsill? Would you seat them beside a lit fireplace or by the deep end of a pool? One last question. Would you seat your child in a car seat that's not correct for them? Car crashes are a leading killer of children ages 1 to 13. Secure their future. Seat them in the correct car seat. For more information, visit safercar.gov/the right seat. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
We are back with Amelia Kincaid, author of Whispers from the Wild, listening to voices from the animal kingdom. And Amelia, you started your work with domesticated animals. How did you make the transition from working with animals that live within our homes to animals that traditionally live in the wild and are often considered to be dangerous?
Well, I got invited to some sanctuaries to help troubleshoot problems. The opening story here is about a tiger sanctuary in South Florida where I went to try to help one of their eldest tigers. And it was very easy for me because I was teaching in England and one of my students flew up from South Africa and invited me to South Africa to help rescue some lions. And it was a very simple crossover. And I just want to say that we're going to run out of time here. I have just now developed an online school, and people can practice in the privacy of their own homes. I mean, we start with cats, dogs, horses. We start with the ones at home. Then you can come to Africa, or you can visit your local sanctuary and start giving your love, your support, your money. And the new site is called languageofmiraclesinstitute.com, and I even have a free gift up there for all the listeners today. So if they go to languageofmiraclesinstitute.com,
if you're driving right now and you can't remember all that, just Google Animal Amelia. It's going to take you right there. It's A-M-E-L-I-A, Animal Amelia. We're going to redirect traffic. There's a free gift. I've got apps on your phone even. 52 lessons you can study at home. We've got live webinars so people can call in. They can ask me questions. I've got a calendar up there if they need a private reading, if you need help with one of your animals at home. And this is just kind of a worldwide revolution. I mean, my next stop is going to be South Korea. And I'm going over to Korea to lecture about animals because I started getting emails from children who've read my book. And the children were emailing me, they no longer want to eat dogs or cats because they read my book.
Wow. So that's so, really, you know, impactful. That's amazing.
And I didn't set out to do that. You know, I'm not crusading. I'm not being judgmental about what people eat. I'm only suggesting that you start understanding that your animals can think and feel and that there's something in you that can actually learn to listen.
Yeah. You know, the thing about it is that really energetically and vibrationally we are all one. And the consciousness that we have within us from a human perspective is the same consciousness that resides in the animal kingdom. And it's just about opening up that awareness to that truth that really can change everything. And I love how little children are getting this. I've even seen Facebook videos of children sobbing, saying they don't want to eat the meat that's on their plate because they don't want to see the animals hurt. And they're feeling they're so sensitive and they're feeling so deeply what is really happening on a conscious level that is true.
That's right. So it's so well said. And my charity is called Archangel, A-R-K Angel. And I'm actually taking volunteers this year. I've got some of the ladies that are coming on the safari. We're flying in early to the home of Cecil the Lion in Zimbabwe because a charity there invited me to come. I go into the schools and work with the children, and we're going to dance as lions, draw lions, make up plays about poaching. They act it out. Make up plays about being an animal protector instead of being a poacher. And I'm just encouraging everyone to teach the children because that is the future of the planet. They're going to be making all the choices in the next decade. And we've got to change consciousness and encourage these light, bright kids, as you said, that have come into the planet with a higher consciousness than certainly that we had, and teach the children that they're here to protect the animals and the planet. A lot of them already know it. They're just born switched on. And the charity is also on the site. People are so welcome to help or to come. And I'm going to look forward to hearing from some of your listeners.
No, I certainly hope so. And again, that website is the new one that you just shared with us. Can you share that again?
The new one is languageofmiraclesinstitute.com. My second book was called The Language of Miracles, and it was co-written with me by an astronaut named Edgar Mitchell. And Dr. Mitchell started the Institute of Noetic Science, which was the first scientific study group to study paranormal phenomenon.
Yes.
He was very concerned about the future of this planet. And he's in heaven now, but he's still very concerned about the future of this planet. And this is the time that people have to get inspired.
They have to. You're absolutely right.
I know that's what your show is all about, is to give people hope and redirect their energy. Now, also on this Language of Miracles Institute.com, I've got a Facebook page that I reposted it on Friday because I did Coast to Coast with George Norrie. I now have over 475 members in that private Facebook group. And if you click on the free gift,
you're going to have access to that, and you're going to get apps of affirmations on your phone. You're going to see how to enroll in the school. And what's happening is that we're forming this new community, and we all need a positive, safe place to go. And the core of this safety is our love for animals, because it's the purest love that you know how to give.
It's unconditional,
they're giving
isn't
us
it?
Pure. Absolutely. They are pure joy, pure happiness, pure beauty, pure hope, pure comfort. And we need to switch gears here and start putting our focus on that and take mm-hmm. our focus off some of the negativity in the human world.
Yeah. You know, I was really impressed by the story that you shared in the very first chapter of your book. When you visited the Tiger's Sanctuary, where you did discover that there was some secret abuse going on that were, you know, it was a little bit, it was very emotional for me. It was hard to read some of that story but really what I got out of that really impressed me most was this one tiger you spoke with, communicated with, told you that even though they were being physically killed, it would be impossible for the tiger to actually die. And can you just share a little bit about what that tiger meant by that? Because I thought that was really powerful.
This is a very abstract idea, but you touched on the fact that there is only one mind. There is only one consciousness of God, and that consciousness of God is in every living being. So we are an animal. It's not that they're other, you know, they're animals and we're not. Mm-hmm. They're other mm-hmm. animals. I work with gorillas. I take people to the gorilla in Rwanda. They're more beautiful than humans. They're mm-hmm. completely harmonious. They're docile. They're gentle. They're loving. They care about each other. And our idea of a gorilla is just completely skewed. So the tigers are the most endangered of all the animals that I've written about. I mean, if they have 1 or 2 years in the wild, it will be a miracle. And most Americans don't realize this, but they've been poached off the planet. They're the next rhino. They're about to go. And tigers are my passion. I mean, I'm not allowed to play favorites. I love every animal, but tigers are so magical. They're pure power, pure beauty, pure. They're God's masterpiece, and I think a lot of the big cats are. But they're living in a sublime world of being a perfect design. And what they're trying to say is that we may try to kill them, but the perfection of God within them is not destructible. That when what they are will re-manifest in another world. And the idea is that their soul, their spirit, cannot be killed. And I think perhaps that's why they're used in Chinese medicine, because there's something in humans that know that there's something so powerful and magical about these animals that they actually make medicine out of them and eat them. Now, that's what's happening with the tigers. And we in America don't hear about that, but every inch of a tiger, from his claws to his paws to his tail to his ears, will be made into tiny little pills, and they're making medicine out of them and eating them. So I think it's our job to educate the next generation so that they understand, yes, there's great magic and medicinal value in these animals, but that's by keeping them alive and mm-hmm. learning mm-hmm. from them, not eating them. Same thing with rhino horn, you know, not eating it, but understanding that there's beauty in preserving them.
Mm-hmm. Because of the energy they embody and that they're bringing that energetic presence to the planet that we can then all easily connect with and tap into and access without the consumption of their physical form.
That's right.
Wow. That is something. So What about our beloved bees that are disappearing? In your conversations with the bees, what would they like us human beings to try to understand here?
they're actually, fortunately, of all the animals, they're the easiest quick fix. Now, on the land, the bee is the most important being on the land. In the ocean, it's photoplankton. And on the land masses, the most important animal on Earth is the bee. If the bees die, we're all going to die, as was predicted, you know. There's a famous Albert Einstein quote that's a little controversial. I'm not sure he actually said it, but I think he did. And he said, when the bees are gone, the human race has 5 years. Because they're in control of our food supply. And the only reason they're dying is because they've been poisoned. So this is the easiest and most fun way to help animals. This last Christmas, I said, everybody, my fans, what I want you to do, students, readers, friends, family, put a little package of wildflowers. Now, if we go out and plant a little wildflower garden next to a green pesticided lawn, which actually, if you think about it, it doesn't even have any purpose. We all have these green poison lawns that were expensive and we have to go out and cut the grass, and it doesn't do anything. If we have a little wildflower garden and we don't put pesticides on our wildflower garden, it's going to attract the bees, and we can completely restore our bee population in America.
Wow, that's amazing. Something so simple that everyone can easily participate in. We'll be back after the break with more Amelia Kincaid. Please stay tuned.
Bringing a more conscious lifestyle to your world. OM Times Radio. IOM FM. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Did you just look down at your phone? You did it again, didn't you? You know, you're flying down the road in a 3-ton hunk of steel, and a text takes your eyes off the road for an average of 5 seconds. At 55 miles per hour, that's long enough to travel the length of a football field and cause some serious damage. Turn it off. Trust me. Whatever it is, you'll live.
Learn more at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Well, we are back, and it's hard to believe we're in the very last segment of the show. This has gone so quickly, Amelia, and there's so much more that I want to ask you and talk to you about, because your wealth of wisdom is astonishing, and the adventures that you've had in your life and that you share in your new book, Whispers from the Wild, as well as your other two books, is helping so many people understand our divine connection with everything that is living on the planet. I mean, being able to speak to dangerous snakes and communicate in that way, something that really has expanded everyone's awareness of what is possible, is such a gift that you've given. And before we went to the break, we were talking about how we can simply support our beautiful bees that are so critical and important for us to survive by planting wildflowers in your garden and not spraying it with pesticides and things that are toxic to us and the bees. By the way, it hurts us as well, these toxins that we pour on our plants and our vegetables and in our grass and our flower gardens. Let nature take care of nature, and it, you know, be surprised by how things turn around. You've also had amazing communications with whales, and whales are those magnificent sentient beings in the water that always cause people to gasp in awe when we get to witness their presence. And they have this very deep wisdom. And so what is it that you've learned from them that you found was really impactful in your own life?
Wow, thank you for asking that. So, Sylvia, I've got one live event coming up in Palm Springs. And then this is the third week of March. It's still open. People can fly to Palm Springs, be in the most amazing hot spring hotel, which is open 24 hours a night. You can go out and have seven different pools, have access to seven different levels of the earth. And I'm going to teach people how to talk to their own animals at home, and then take a select group out to a whale watching experience. And we're going to have a communication with the whales and a meditation to call the whales. So that also is on AmeliaKincaid.com. It's on that site. It's also on the Language of Miracles site. It's just right around the corner. So if anybody wants to jump on and sign up, I'd love to have you. And the whales are astonishing elders on the planet who have lived in harmony on this earth for so long. And we talked a little bit about phytoplankton, but you see, whales give back more than they take. They're in a give and take with the earth. So not only are they eating and not only are they taking what they need, but they're giving more than they take. So they're such an important part of this planet. And more people are getting concerned about what's going on in the oceans. I've got some remarkable stories here in this book, Whispers from the Wild. Not just my stories, but stories of Michael Feshbach, who went out and rescued an enormous whale that was dying, Valentina, and made the news. And those stories are in there. I got an exclusive interview with him. And what's remarkable about the whales is that they can signal me on the land. I'm going to tell you a real quick story because I know we're about to run out of time, but one of the stories was about coming back to America because I travel so much for a living teaching around the world. And one of my students invited me out on a whale watching boat down Laguna, exactly where I'm going to take people this next month. And she was having a birthday party, and she had called 10 of her friends, and she booked the whale boat. And I'm sitting in my office in North Hollywood, and I see this gargantuan whale just swim into my mind, just as if she were swimming into the room. And I said, "How many of you are there?" She said, "There are five of us." I said, "Well, what is the message?" She said, "We can't wait until Sunday. We're in a hurry. We're swimming past, and we'll come on Saturday, but we aren't coming on Sunday." Well, her birthday party was on Sunday. And I called her and I said, "Listen, if this woman was a vet, so you'd think she'd be a little skeptical. But I said, the whales are here. They've told me that there's five of them. They're the biggest whales I've ever seen in my life. And they're coming on Saturday, and they're in a hurry, and they can't wait until Sunday." She trusted me, canceled the party. I jumped in the car, went down there. We got on the boat, and I got to sit with a very skeptical the skeptic captain, and I told him, "Listen, I have enormous whales coming." Well, I hadn't been that many whale watching sightings, so he was very skeptical. And when the first whale appeared,
Oh, Amelia, are you there? I kind of lost you. Amelia, are you there?
Have you got me now?
I have you now. Thank you. Can you repeat that? We lost that, those last two sentences that you shared, I think.
Oh, no. Okay, so five whales appear out of the ocean. The first one, the second one, the third one, the fourth one, the fifth one, completely surround my boat. And they're teaching, they want to teach the humans how to communicate the way that they do. They use sonar. And what I'm teaching is sonar. It's how to pick up on the thought and emotion of your animals. So even the sharks and the whales and the dolphins, and we're going to go out with hundreds of dolphins next month, They're trying to teach human beings how to develop our sonar.
Wow. Wow, that's amazing. That's amazing. So I know we only have a little bit of time left, and I do remind everyone who is listening to this show that if you go to languageofmiraclesinstitute.com, that Amelia has a wonderful free kit that she's offering. You can join that Facebook group that she spoke of before. And Amelia, you have the Palm Springs event coming up that you just spoke about that's next month. You also have something coming up in May that's going to be in Texas. And is that, what is that going to be about?
That's a one-day workshop that I'm supporting Dove Creek Ranch, which is the biggest horse rescue in Southwest Texas. So we're going to be putting a focus on horses. We're also going to work with dogs. I'm going to teach people how to body scan so that you can feel if your animal is in pain. One of the biggest questions people have is this an emotional problem or is it a physical problem? Sometimes, say your cat has stomach cancer, and the symptoms may be the same as if he's grieving because his favorite cat just passed away. And we have to be able to determine those things and learn how to use our body as an instrument and learn how to evolve our senses into something more acute.
Well, you know, you brought up something very interesting because there's another question I wanted to ask you before we run out of time, and that is so often our beautiful, lovely animal friends that we have living with us will develop similar physical symptoms that their human friend has. I don't want to say owner because I just don't think that we own our pets. I don't even like using the word pets.
Right.
But, you know, so why does that tend to happen?
No, they
Is
they
it that they're trying to help us heal?
Well, exactly that. In the quantum world, we're sharing energy. And this is an entire conversation for another day. People
could
see straight from the horse's mouth. They could see the language. I talk about this for about 10 hours. And I call it osmosis illness, and that's where the person's negativity, their chaos, their sadness, their pain gets projected onto the animal, and the animal just sucks it up. And they can't help but suck it up. It's the same thing with children. If children are in a violent household or the parents are fighting and unhappy, the kids might even get physical problems. And with animals, that's going to lead to allergies, colitis, acting out, getting aggressive, because how are they going to express the fact that my humans are so unhappy and they're fighting and there's problems at home and they're trapped in the house with us? They don't have anywhere to go to get any peace. So what I teach is how to be the source of their peace, how to establish this calm, confident, in charge part of ourselves, our still point that's connected to God, that stays connected to God no matter what chaos is happening in our lives. And it's that connection that we use to listen to the animals and to comfort them.
That's huge, because as we do that, we will also have these amazing changes within ourselves, so that when we go out into our world and deal with our human friends, that we can still come from that place as well. And so, gosh, Amelia, this has just been an amazing show. I'm so grateful to have you join us today. Everyone, her book is called Whispers from the Wild, Listening to Voices from the Animal Kingdom. Make sure you go to her website, languageofmiraclesinstitute.com. You also offer private sessions for individuals who want to work with you directly, as well as your wonderful online training, and then these wonderful events you have coming up, which you've already touched on, and we didn't even get to really talk about your gorilla luxury safari that is coming up as well.
Well,
so there's so much to keep people here.
See that? Yeah, I do a lot of helping people when their animals are dying.
I'm specialized in death and dying. I specialize in behavior problems, post-traumatic stress, trying to, and you're exactly right. When we find that center, that we can always find the peace.
Oh, I lost you again. Come back, Amelia. Oh, are you there, hon? Okay, well, we lost Amelia, but we haven't really, because she is here. Please visit her website, languageofmiraclesinstitute.com. Get her book, Whispers from the Wild. Amazing woman, amazing stories, all really to help us all. Animals and us are the same in more ways we can ever imagine. Know that I love you all, and I'll be back again next week, same time, on the OwnTimes.com radio network. Take care and have a lovely week. Bye-bye for now.